Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush."
Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too by Shel Silverstein. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too, went for a ride in a flying shoe. "Hooray, what fun, it's time we flew," said Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too.
Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Tears ran down her cheeks and she took hold of the axe and tried to pull it out of her father's hand.
"Fern," said Mr. Arable, "I know more about raising a litter of pigs than you do. A weakling makes trouble. Now run along."
"But it's unfair," cried Fern. "The pig couldn't help being born small, could it? If I had been very small at birth, would you have killed me?"
Mr. Arable smiled.
"Certainly not," he said, looking down at his daughter with love.
"But this is different. A little girl is one thing, a little runty pig is another.